Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Late, great James Brown bringing us back. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We're having a great visit with our good friend Scott Gerber, the author of Never Get a Real Job. And he's also the founder of Young Entrepreneur Council, YEC.co. Is that right, Scott?
That's right.
And my own websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, ageofthecustomer.com. Scott, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that... you and I were talking about it earlier, is the two-edged sword of for Gen Y, in that they don't have the baggage of the age of the seller that I do as part member of the generation that the baby boomers and also Gen X has to a degree in getting rid of some of the old practices that are no longer valid in the age of the customer. But they also, the Gen Y also don't, as you pointed out, don't have some of the fundamentals that have endured over the years that still are valid. But I'm concerned, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I'm concerned because since they are fundamentals, meaning they are old, they have got some, you know, maybe a little bit of dust on them, but good dust, the millennials might disregard them. What do you think?
No, and again, Jim, I think some rules should be disregarded. I don't want to make it sound like everything that's been in bedrock.
No, but you and I both know that I'm talking about the fundamentals that never change. There are a number of those things. Here's my point. I've said this before, and I will say it again. The thing about the millennials that I think that I'd like to encourage them to take to heart is they have so much content in their head that I didn't have when I was that age. They have so much information, so much content, and access to so much, but they don't have room, or they don't make room for the context. What do you think?
Sure. I think that's 100% correct. I think that, you know, especially being in the position I'm in for what I do for a living, where I'm a relationship builder by day in and day out, what I see a lot of young people try to do is hack the system instead of build partnerships and relationships and coalitions with the system to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is, you know, today there's this new term called growth hacking. It's sort of like the new buzzword of how do you build your sales faster, how do you make your systems and technology smarter to generate more customers, more leads, and so forth, all through just changing certain variables in the way you do business. Like, don't make the button blue, make it green, and watch how many more people click on the green versus the blue, right? But that mentality of I can growth hack my way to success, I think plays tricks on certain people, because I can tell you, in building up a membership organization, which is as old as the America itself idea of a membership organization, if I had built a relationship with every customer personally at the beginning and the founding stages, this thing wouldn't have made it more than a couple of months.
Right.
Yet today, you know, you're looking at VCs and all these people that are pushing this notion of faster growth, quadruple, sixtuple, make it bigger, make it faster, exit it. And that mindset, I think, correlates into let's not worry about retention and churn, let's worry about growth.
Which comes back to my fundamentals argument.
Yep. And that's the biggest issue. I think that we're pushing a society,
We've become people the shiny object, haven't we?
Yep. And you're turning them into a commodity. And unfortunately, people in most cases are not a commodity item. I think especially when you're talking about business development and sales for many businesses, not just tech businesses, but any business, I think the moment that you turn them into a variable or a number, you lose the point. And I think that a lot of millennials, just on the way that they're being trained or pushed by the powers that be to perform, that is just one variable that people are really putting the line on, and that's where I think fundamentals could play a bigger role.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you're well said. I think you're right about that. And so... how do we do that? How do we help as someone whose hair is not premature, Scott? How do I, for example, mentor a Gen Y entrepreneur? If
sure,
you know, are they going to listen to me?
You know, it's interesting. I think that there's also this misconception that young people have a total disregard for older people. I think that's not true. I do think that younger people, you know, that are up and coming do listen to their rock stars of their generation, just like you did of yours, with more intuition because there's more areas of similarity and interest, and you can see the future by looking at someone not too far from it, from where you stand. That being said, listen, I think that even what you're doing now, like just having this kind of a radio program that's syndicated online, that the ability to go and put you on a speaking tour, you're never going to hit every person, but that's the whole point. I think the relationship mentality is you make a dent on the people you meet and the people you work with. Well, and I think that if everybody can do that, that's a big deal.
For example, when I wrote my book, my new book, The Age of the Customer, it's my nature to go back and talk about a little history. So almost every chapter, there's a half a page or a page of history about that topic before I get into the new stuff. And I wrote that. I said, will the Gen Y read this? Will they read the history, or will they go straight to the new stuff? What do you think?
I think that the smartest people, the ones that are real entrepreneurs, maybe not the aspirational set just yet, would take that to heart. I do think that people that find themselves in established businesses are learning from people who've been there and done that, realize that education is worth its weight in gold. I think that for those that are up and coming that are still watching MTV, you know, Cribs and thinking like, I start a business and tomorrow I move into a multi-million-dollar mansion, those people are going to have to go through it as it is. I mean, that's just something you can't change overnight.
Well, here's the other thing. Most small businesses never go viral, right?
Yep.
Some
never.
Some do, but most never do.
Never.
Hey, Scott, thanks for being here. YEC.co, is that right?
That's right. Thanks
for
having me.
So check it out. The book is Never Get a Real Job by Scott Gerber. Come back soon, Scott. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.